A new documentary explores the origins of a beloved song and the life of the musician behind it, one of the most influential artists ever, Tupac Shakur.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place.
Dear Mama is a five-part series starting Friday on FX. It's a dual biography of Tupac and his mama, Afeni Shakur. She was a key figure in the Black Panther Party of the 60s and 70s, later struggled with addiction, and then kept her son's legacy alive after Tupac's murder in 1996 until her own death. The series is directed by Alan Hughes, who shot some of Tupac's videos back in the day and went on to have a big Hollywood career with films like Menace to Society and The Book of Eli. In tracking Tupac's story from drama student to Death Row record superstar, Hughes set a very specific goal.
Find the answers to the riddle of Tupac through his mother. So all the revolutionary spirit, the education, the intellectual curiosity, the world knowledge about human rights and history, that all came through Afeni to Tupac. And his Panther uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters, there was an expectation for Tupac placed upon him when he was born. He was born a prince. No one knew that either. They thought he was going to be the leader of the new African Panther movement. Unfortunately, there was this little thing called rap that derailed that program.
And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama.
Afeni, dealing with the struggles and the pain that she was dealing with, she ends up turning to crack, to drugs. So there was also like a lot of pain there. It was a lot that both of them were carrying in that relationship.
Yeah, there was a lot of inherited trauma on both parts. You got issues with, men letting you down, fathers not being there. But for Tupac, when your mother is also an addict, you got to grow up real fast. You know, when you're 7, you're 21 all of a sudden because you're seeing and hearing things that maybe you shouldn't be hearing or seeing. Just being born as a Panther baby, you have to watch out for feds. You know, they put you on the stoop at 8 years old to watch the block for undercover agents. No kid should be subjected to that. I thought I knew why Tupac was paranoid just by knowing him. Young black male, hip hop, Hennessy, weed. No, that's not what it was. Yeah. That's not what it was.
I hear Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name. That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, because I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just because you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow.
But people always have this conversation about Tupac, where they go, yeah, he was doing Brenda's Got a Baby, but then, you know, he switched it up, and it was thug life, it was this and that. But it seems like, to me, I think watching this and the more that I think about Tupac is that question of was he really a thug or was he really a revolutionary? I don't know if that's the right question, but it does seem like he was ready to fight for what he believed in.
No doubt. He definitely was a warrior.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean he was hip to the streets the way they move. There's a difference between a drug dealer and a revolutionary. You know, Snoop says it best. He goes, Tupac couldn't bring gangbanging to hip hop, but what he could bring to it was his military mindset and his revolutionary and his community organizing mindset. Part of it is when you come from abject poverty, I'm talking about extreme poverty, where you go many years with not knowing where your next meal is going to come from. People don't know that about Tupac. When you start to get a taste of success, you know, you succumb to this life of hip hop a little bit. But, you know, also you're becoming a rock star.
Yeah.
You're becoming a rock star. And rock stars, number one thing with rock stars, you're going to give in to the excesses at a certain point. So he had to go there as part of his progression as a man. And unfortunately, his life was cut short at 25, a baby.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I have to say, I was surprised, like, when I heard you were doing this documentary. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I was like, Alan Hughes, wait a minute, didn't Tupac fight? or get into it with him and get arrested. Like, there was a conflict between you and Tupac, a falling out that was violent.
I won't get into the thing that happened because it's in the movie. There was a falling out of disagreement over him in our film. He was cast at Man Society. He was very helpful towards getting that film greenlit. And it just didn't work out, and we had to go our separate ways. He wasn't happy about the way that happened. And no, when I got brought in or asked to do this from the family and the estate, I didn't want to do it for some of those reasons. Like, oh, man, you know, people are gonna, what are people going to think? I thought I made peace with him years ago. I know he apologized several times in several different ways. But, you know, he passed away without us physically coming together and reconciling. The reason why I did the film was I was like, I don't understand what happened. That social conscious kid and then the death row thing. I knew intellectually certain things, but I just wanted to understand because I was confused because Tupac is one of the most misunderstood figures of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to come to terms with it. And on this journey, I absolutely did.
You say he's the most misunderstood. What do you think people misunderstand about him?
They think he's a gangster.
Yeah, gangster rapper.
Yeah, they think he's not a gangster. Now, he's embodied that as an alter ego at times, but that's not all he is. He is also something you rarely see in modern culture. He's a young man, particularly in black men, who is available to whatever emotion he's in.
He was very sensitive. Like
very sensitive. Very sensitive. Highly, highly sensitive. And if he was going to love on you, he's going to love hard, so hard that you'd be like, I don't know what this kind of love is. If he was angry with you, it was violent anger. You know, if he was going to have an intellectual conversation with you, he's going to the outer space with it where you're like, what is this? You know, if he felt joyful, you never felt that kind of joy in your life. Like, there's just, it was all extremes and he was available to it. Most men are not available to their emotions, just period. And that's what made him special, you know?
That's Alan Hughes. His new docuseries about Tupac and Afeni Shakur is called Dear Mama. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aisha. I really appreciate it as well. Check out this one. Now, we was once two brothers of the same kind.